I know that I am doomed. I may die trying to destroy this dark god, or be slain by its minions, or perhaps consumed by the creatures growing within me. For me, there is no salvation. My life ended the day I made my terrible choice in the center of the labyrinth. I could have died then. Maybe I should have. This, all of this, was never about me. It is about what I can accomplish in my final days. I have a slim but real chance to ensure that what happened to me never happens to anyone else. Maybe I can leave this world a better place for my sons, for the people I love, and for the rest of mankind.
Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario, The Legacy of Aris Lurko, A Second Theseus.
Let me work this out. Okay, I think I'm ready. So maybe we can review what we were doing the last session.
Okay. As I recall it, we were split up at the start of last session. Some of us had gone chasing after a wagon, others of us had gone to defend Celia's home. I can't speak to what happened to the people chasing the wagon, but we successfully defended Celia's home with almost no permanent injury to anyone. Sorry, Valis.
I'll be fine. This scar just makes me look, you know, more dashing to the ladies.
We found inside the house a bloodbath. Everyone was dead except for one kid, who was hidden in a closet with the laser beam super weapon. Unfortunately, poor Natas was also dead. So we left to go try and figure out where everybody else went with the wagon. Leaving Kai the barbarian, or Ki, or Gi, or however you pronounce it. He guarded the lightning gun. Yeah. Someone else want to tell us what the wagon folks did?
Well, so you the wagon... went to...
Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say that the folks who went after the wagon had a slightly less fortunate time. Who accompanied me? It was obviously Flammer and
Corpus.
Corpus, that's right. Whose character was that? That's
Dan.
Dan, he's not here today. Okay. And Flammer rather valiantly sacrificed himself, I guess, or allowed us to make our escape, and we don't know what's happened to Celia or Flammer, though we later found out that they were being held, and we are now attempting a rescue.
Yes, at some point in there, we met up as a group again and discussed a rescue plan, because we were told that by one of our friends in the Order of the Shield, or I can never remember the full name of that, which is bad since I'm a member of it, but you know. Yes, well, our friendly secret society member told us that they are being held in the dungeon, being tortured for information by this high-ranking soldier, who we suspect is involved with the cult. He's really suspicious. He seems to be young, even though he is fairly old, if I recall correctly. So we decided we were going to do a daring raid on the dungeon, or rather an infiltration, and we obtained some uniforms of vigils, and we were totally going to sneak in when fortunately we found out that she was being moved, and that we could rescue her from a wagon instead of a heavily armed compound. So we decided that the solution was to burn everything with fire and sneak the prisoners out while everyone was distracted by fire. Because yep. fire is the best solution without fail. Also, I think Agrippa died. But
okay, so as you remember, Agrippa. they were moving the...
Or not Agrippa, wait, Flamma. I don't know why I get those two confused. They're, one of them was my character. This is the second time I've done this.
As you remember, they were moving Celia to a warehouse close to the port, closer to the port, and what you decided was to intercept the the convoy on the way there, not wait until they arrived to the warehouse, but do it before they did. You also decided to hire some four mercenaries.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you remember that. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, you were able to produce this fire that you were working on.
Yes.
Decimus.
Ah, yes, yes.
And once everything's on fire, we also had a couple vigil uniforms from our initial plan that we were going to put on so we could get to the wagon and get Celia out without being suspected, hopefully.
That's correct. Okay. So.
And everyone else is waiting on the boat to.
Yes, and the getaway boat.
Yeah.
Do you have potion, Decimus?
Sorry?
Do you have potions?
Potions, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Make a roll?
Please make a roll. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. 01 out of 51.
That's
an auspicious start.
make 1d10 in that case.
1d10, okay. And that's a 7.
Okay, that's the amount of pots you are able to create with this magic powder that kind of explodes and creates fire. Under explosion, you need to put in some oil in there, and so basically what you're using is some sort of Molotov.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to me.
Okay, so what's the plan? So you got let's see, we got right now Nero.
Yes.
We got Decimus.
Deditus.
And Deditus, sorry, I was confused.
Everyone gets that.
Veritas, and what's the values? What are you planning to do? You were sent to the boat.
I don't recall, but that sounds reasonable. I was pretty badly hurt.
Right, and at the end, you were sent to the boat with key. So I'll give you the chance to switch spots with the Corpus. Because we can arrange, Corpus can go to the boat, and you can go back to with the rest of the team if that's what you want.
Yeah, all right, why not?
Okay, and we got Valus.
Limping along.
Wait, so Valus is coming on the raid, is he?
Right, and Corpus decided...
Even though he's almost half dead.
Well, if I'm conscious, I can use my healing spell.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So why don't I do that? So is there a roll for that?
Mythos magic?
Yes. Let me check for the healing spell.
I think you just spend the magic points and the sanity and gain health. I don't think you
have to. Oh, I thought surely it would involve some kind of human sacrifice, but I have, like, you know, candidates handy, so I'm not worried about that.
We put the details of the spells in the Dropbox, didn't we? Okay. Spell. Here we go.
I can just look it up if it's in the Invictus book, if that would be handy.
You found it?
Well, no, but I can. Just give me a minute.
Hold on. Here we go. I've placed it in the end.
All right.
Did you find it?
Yes. So there's two listed, heal and healing.
Mm-hmm.
Are they?
That's, it's the healing one.
Okay. So it healed 2d6 hit points. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's one.
Okay.
12 magic points and 1 sanity point.
Oof. That's not too terribly bad.
How many magic points?
12.
Wow. Okay, well, I only have 14 maximum, but I guess I'm not using them for anything else, so...
I only have 12 magic points, so yeah, I would fall unconscious if I used it. That's a bit...
But you feel a lot better when you woke up.
Let's hope no one needs that healing spell in this upcoming raid you guys got going.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Okay. So I heal back 7. So I'm all right.
Okay. I'm still trying to find it on the book. I don't recall if it is on the Victor's book or on the campaign book.
I think it's the core rule book, maybe. I know there's a healing spell in the core rule book. I don't know if it's this one.
Okay, I will look for it on the core.
Can you see what I pasted in the chat?
Yeah, that's a different spell, though.
So I see there's two different spells. One of them just works over time to maximize the natural healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously something we could use on the boat if we survive. especially with medicine. Only 3 magic points, no sanity points. Takes a long time to cast. Okay, so you gonna cast this spell?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he already did, I think, 7 points when you get back.
Yeah, heal 7, which gives me 10 at the moment.
Okay. So what we're going to do is that, you know, you were working on it during the whole time they were looking for what happened to Celia. And
right.
And you will be able to cast it on yourself. Yeah, because that was pretty bad caught. Right? So... Let's see. At some time, Nero, the 4 mercenaries arrive, and they're waiting there for your instructions. One of them says, the leader is Kalus.
Kalus?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's waiting there, standing by, and says, the payment has already been made, so... All you need to do is tell us what to do. All
right.
We will obey.
Okay, I suppose we will distribute fire pots to these guys.
You've got 7. How are you going to distribute those?
Do any of you guys want fire pots?
I'm not very good at throwing.
I had very good luck with those last time, but sure. I have vengeance on my mind, so I'll take one.
You'll take one, then we'll give 2 each to... 3 of them. And the other guy can be prepared to, you know, run out and stab people. The 4th guy we're going to want guarding our escape route towards the docks.
Okay.
There we go.
Randall, rather, Deditus is going to put on the chainmail armor that he found in the caves. Remember that one?
Yes.
And,
okay.
Who has the magic sword?
You do, Deditus.
Okay. Do I have some stats for that?
It's a standard. Let me check. If I'm not mistaken, it was a standard 1d6, but let me look for it here.
It's not really a magic sword, it just tricks us by glowing blue.
Is it orcs in here?
Well, what's important? Is it a +1 or a +2? Because I want to know if it's going to get through the damage reduction.
Yeah, I'll give you the info in 1 sec.
And what would my base skill be?
Probably like 20 or 25. That's what it usually is for swords. Depends on if it's a gladius or a whatever.
It's a falcata. Mm-hmm. Base is 50%.
50?
Ow!
15.
Okay.
Oh, 15? Yeah.
Damn.
15.
Okay.
Damage 1d6 plus 1.
Okay. Oh, it is a plus 1.
mm-hmm. 1d6 plus 1 has... 15 hit points.
Okay, right. 15. I'm going to have to get someone to teach me how to swing it a bit. And, we have a nice relaxing river cruise to recover. Okay.
All right. And the... check the chainmail you found.
I think it was that 4 points? That's what four I have written points. On the character sheet. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. You got better, for instance, if the weapon that you are being attacked with doesn't impale, then you got better protection. And for you got 7 points.
Okay, so shall I write that as 4/7?
So 7/4.
Okay.
Or 4/7, however you want to see it.
Sure, I'll check with you if I get stabbed.
Okay. Yeah, any weapon that impales is 4 points of protection, what gives you. So.
Okay.
And, okay, so how are you going to distribute the fire pots?
So we were saying...
This quick part is important, so...
Valus will have one.
Valus one.
And three of the mercenaries will each have two, because it's okay if they explode. And one of the other mercenaries is going to guard the
yeah,
the retreat.
Yeah,
they're
former mercenaries.
Is that what you're saying?
Three of them are getting two fire pots, and Valus is getting one fire pot, since we only have seven. And the remaining mercenary is guarding the path we're going to take to run to the boat.
Okay.
Assuming so we make it that far, which...
One of the mercenaries is going to run towards the boat?
No, he's going to guard the path. He's going to make sure we have an escape route.
Okay. And
keep the way clear.
So, and you're going to give two to each one of them. So they're four, right? So.
No, so to the other three, we will give two.
Yeah.
So that's six, and then Valus has the seventh.
Yep.
Okay, so you're not having any. Okay.
Well, I can't throw.
Yes. None of us can throw, as far as I'm aware. Because who puts points in throw, really?
Olympic athletes. Okay, I think we're relatively ready. I mean, we're trying to set up an ambush, so we're trying to remain as hidden as possible, and you know, we're down alleys and etc. Maybe someone could climb up onto some of the mercenaries. Could they go up onto rooftops?
Yeah, if they
throw
can,
their things from.
Yeah, on rooftops with those and throw the fire pots down, and then just start shooting people with bows.
Okay, so on the road, who's going to be on the right side of the boat? On the boat. On the road, who's going to be on the right side, and who's going to be on the left? Since you're going to ambush the...
Okay, so which side is the front of the wagon going to be passing through? Like
the front?
I'm confused. Okay, so... No, okay, never mind. I see what you're saying.
So the wagon is being pulled by two horses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that you're spotting on the way out, you know there's one driver.
Mm-hmm.
There are like there are four guys on foot and the two men that are mounting horses. Well, one man and one woman, the same one that attacked you. That it just...
Okay. Well, let's put. Well, okay. So if we put two mercenaries on each side, maybe that's better than having one guard. You know, there isn't really a path
okay.
to guard as such. And
okay, yeah.
Let's say we'll have Valus on one side with two of them, Nero on another side with two of them. I will stand back behind Nero and the two mercenaries.
Okay. You should be the one wearing the vigil uniform because you're probably the most convincing of us when it comes to talking to other people, maybe? Do you have any fast talk?
We all have vigil uniforms. We have three vigil uniforms, don't we? So we can...
Yeah.
Valus, Nero, and Dedetus will wear those. Because I didn't have in mind. Well, are we gonna? Is your idea to sort of walk into the middle of the road and say halt?
Kind of thing? No. My idea was we'd have a bunch of, you know, just like bandit, bunch of mercenary bandit type dudes, you know, rain fire down on these guys, and then while they're distracted trying to put out fires and fight off the mercenaries, we would run up dressed as vigilantes to the wagon,
maybe pretending to help. Yes.
Yeah,
okay. I like that.
Yeah.
So Randall, this is how it will work. The mercenaries will descend on the wagon, mm-hmm. raining down fire and causing chaos, while they will hold back until we see that the guards have been distracted enough, and then we will run in. It will look like we're coming to assist, and we will use that to basically try and open up the wagon and rescue who's on it.
So whose luck roll is going to determine when the wagon gets set on fire?
It doesn't matter. You know what? That would actually just help our...
We will rescue you before you burn to death. Don't worry.
We have to get them out of
or
the wagon.
Or after. One of those two things.
Yes.
Okay. So that's you, Deditus, and who else?
Nero and Valus and Deditus are going to stay back in the second group. The mercenaries will have orders to throw the fire pots at the men on the horses. So basically I want them to immolate the horses and the guards riding the horses. To provide a distraction so that they, you know, they'll be trying to obviously
put
the fire out.
In front of the wagon, like just, you know, to stop the wagon from going anywhere. If they could just be like a big, create a roadblock made out of fire, that'd be cool.
If
they just ride off.
If we'll pile some crates and things in the middle of the road and hide one fire pot in it, so they'll maybe have to stop anyway. They'll have to slow down to either maneuver around or move the stuff out of the way. That will be the signal for the mercenaries to throw their fire pots. Something like that, yeah. And then while the chaos is going on, the second group of Valus, Nero, and Deditus will come in, hopefully from the rear, and try and open up the wagon and effect a rescue. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Works for me.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay. So the night starting to fall. It's getting darker and darker by the minute. You are positioned on the road, assuming that you're hitting in the shadows. And as the wagon passes by in front of you, make a paddy lock roll.
Who has the lowest? I think it's me. It's always me.
Yeah, I'm at 60.
70.
Yeah. You're not going to believe this, but I've actually just rolled another 0-1.
You should keep those dice forever.
I do. You usually roll 0-1 all the time, so... You should go to Vegas. Spend all your salary there.
Yeah, all those gambling games that use D100.
I think if you roll a 0-1 in Vegas, you're going to get kicked out pretty quickly. Something is seriously wrong.
Yeah, rolled a 0-1 in craps? How does that even work?
Thing is, if I was trying to cheat the dice, I wouldn't choose such a ridiculous...
Or would you?
Well...
It's...
Wow.
So we're lucky. Very good.
We are very lucky.
So this is what is happening. As soon as the wagon passes in front of you, you can see, you know, they're going at a slow pace since you got four people on foot. And they look very alert, you know, looking around. One of them even makes eye contact with one of you, but ignores you and continues walking down the road. Probably he's tired. The two horses start talking to each other. They're having some sort of argument on the way there. So they are going behind the four men on foot.
Okay.
when you see that the first firepod is thrown to the carriage. So your plan was that it was going to be from one in front of them, right? Mm-hmm. And then to the man and the woman on horse, right?
Yeah.
Right, and a horse.
Yeah.
And so it's one in front and your three, these two guys?
That's correct.
Okay, so let's see the first one. The one that is from in front of the carriage kind of stops the horses, explodes right on the place where it is supposed to explode. The horses kind of go crazy. They stop. They stop the carriage. The carriage starts moving, you know, from one side to the other. But the driver has been trying to stop it. As soon as that happens, you notice that the four guys on foot move towards the front of the carriage, trying to put down the fire. Two of them are putting down the fire, and the other two are looking alert to see what is going on. The two on horses stop and go to each side of the carriage as well. So right now, what you got is in front, two vigils putting down the fire, two others looking around for whoever through the first fire pot, and other two are looking to see if they can spot anyone, and let's see if that is going to happen. Actually, I'm going to give you the second throw before that happens. The second throw is not a success. You see that it smashes the sides of the carriage, and the carriage starts catching fire slowly. But I don't know if I told you before, but this wagon is completely closed. It's like a box of wood. Okay, it's got only two small windows on the sides with bars, very small, like 15 inches. And you can see a couple of hands holding one of them. You cannot recognize who's inside. Let me give you the third throw. The third throw explodes in one of the horses. The horse starts catching fire very rapidly. Actually, let me see how much damage is going to be inflicted to the horse. One, two, 5 points. I'm gonna roll 1d6. 1, 2, 3 is the woman. 4, 5, 6 is the man. So the man steps down from the horse, is catching fire and starts trying to put it down. You see that the woman kind of goes by his side now, and they're together again, and see if they can see you. No, they're you know, trying to put the fire down, looking around is very chaotic. And the other vigil, the other mercenary throws the last fire pot, and this one also fails, hits the ground, and there's fire around the wagon. Let me see how bad is the wagon catching fire at this point. That's 5, 1, and 4, so 10 points. You can see that one of the sides of the wagon catches fire very easily. The vigils immediately, the other two that were there trying to put the fire down, I mean trying to look for whoever is throwing the fire pots, are turning and putting down the fire on the cart, or at least trying to.
That's good. Turn your back so that you get an arrow in them.
Mm-hmm.
just as a kind of aside, should Valus, Nero, and Deditus, should we have agreed beforehand that we would join the scene when, say, each of the the mercenaries had a chance to throw the firepots. Is now a good time, or should we wait until...
I think now is as good a time as anything while they're still confused and don't know what's going on.
Sure. So this will be our signal to join the scene, and I think if Nero and Valis try and stab some people, I'll go and try and open up the back of the cart.
Well, I think our first thing is see if we can actually bluff our way over to the wagon as Vigil's being like, "Oh, that's on fire! We have to get the prisoners out."
Yeah.
And then if anyone says, "Hey, wait, I don't know you, stop," then that's when we
stab them.
Stabbing, yeah.
Okay.
Right. So go ahead.
And obviously, the mercenaries will know our plan, and they won't mm-hmm. be that yeah. surprised. Yeah. So, okay.
No more firebombs. Arrows now.
No, okay, I mean, so they can still throw the firebombs if there are groups that they could hit without hitting the wagon, I'd say, or us.
Or us. Like, yeah. I don't care if they hit the wagon as long as they don't hit us.
Well, actually, the four firepots have been thrown already.
Yeah, there are three more firepots left, so they save those for, you know, emergencies, okay. I guess.
Maybe we use them to cover our retreat. Okay, let's
But for now, let's have the mercenaries be shooting arrows.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we hustle out and be like, "Oh no, the wagon's on fire! Get the prisoners out and put out that fire!" Basically, just run up to the wagon.
Make a body lock roll.
I'll say something like, "Halt in the name of the Emperor," that kind of whatever Vigils would actually say.
Okay.
Shouting, "Fire, fire, fire, fire!"
This was a 52 out of 60.
Okay. You go around the wagon. So what you want to do? Try to put the fire down as well. Help the other Vigils.
Pretend to. The idea is to make them think that we're coming to assist them. So maybe they will turn to face the mercenaries. We can either stab them in the back or just.
Yeah, we're gonna look like we're working on putting out the fire on the wagon and trying to get the prisoners out of the burning wagon, which is kind of what we're doing anyway, so that's true.
We'll basically pretend to help.
Okay. So let me see. There are four Vigils. Mm-hmm. Let me see if the other guys recognize you when you start attempting to help them. 99, that's a no. 49, no. 97, that's a no. okay, so one of them spots you, so make a lock roll, each one of you. The one that, rolls worse is the one that is spotted by the other.
Alright,
I predictably fail. Just that kind of day.
Let's see, I lost one of my die, hold on. Oh, there it is. That's an 80. Yeah, I failed. I don't think they would recognize. I think the only person they haven't actually seen though. So
yeah, but how much are you failing? You're
wrong. Not by much. Like 20 points. So.
I failed by 23.
I also failed, 60, but by 14.
So that's Valus, right? So let's see, you're getting close, you're close to the wagon already. You can see that the other two are just trying to put the fire down, and the horse, sorry, the horse still fire, but it's jumping, they cannot have it under control, so they're distracted right now. But they're looking around to see if they see someone else. Valus, you come to the left side of the wagon, and you can tell that one of the men looks at you and help. And then he stops. He was about to ask you for help, and then turns around and pulls out his sword. What are you doing?
Stab him in the throat.
Attack him, knock him unconscious.
He's just now pulling out his sword?
Yes.
I'll try to grapple him. I'm much better at that than I am at actually stabbing people.
Okay.
Grapple
his mouth. I'll do that movie cinematic thing, you know, where I get behind him and try to stab him with his own sword. There we go.
Just hold him still so our mercenaries can shoot him. Yeah.
So grapple roll?
We'll grapple. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I succeed.
Okay. You grapple the guy, so he cannot yell. But, you know, the scene's a little bit chaotic. You can see that one of the other vigils that was putting down the fire on front comes closer. There's a smoke. And the wagon is still moving from one place to the other. The horses are pretty... they haven't been able to, you know, to calm the horses yet. So the wagon is moving from one place to the other. One of the other vigils comes to you and says, "What is going on?"
"He's hurt.
This man's gone mad."
"Sure, that works too. Whatever."
Okay, so yeah, he doesn't bite. He pulls. Pulls out the sword and comes after you, Valus.
All right.
I will try to kick the man who I'm currently grappling into the face of the other man, and ooh, that's a tough one. 2-on-1. I'm gonna try to roll under the wagon to the other side.
Burning wagon. Okay.
But fire goes up. See, it's perfectly cool underneath.
And collapsing wagons go
down.
That's
science right there.
All right. So let's see. What's your dexterity?
13.
Nero?
My dexterity, it would be 12.
And there it is.
13.
Okay. So, Valus, you are the first. So, the key, well, let's do the following. Since you got the guy grapple, I'm going to give you another grapple roll to kind of push in towards the other visual that is coming your way.
Okay. Yeah, succeed on that.
And you're going to get into the wagon, you said?
Well, I wanted to roll underneath the other side. Yeah. Unless that's obviously, you know, suicidal.
Yeah, the other side is where the other, you know, the woman and the man were on horse are. So that's your decision.
Well, they aren't necessarily attacking me, so yeah, I still think that's better than this. So.
Okay. Okay, so you move to make a dexterity times 5 roll.
Sorry, can I interrupt real quick, Randall?
Yes.
Do you have, can you see the chat?
Yes, let me take a look at what you just said. Okay.
And an addendum question?
Yes.
Can those inside the wagon see any of this going on?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, you're going to hear a voice, first of all, calling out from inside the wagon. No, Valus, don't go over there. They are dangerous.
Well, so are the people trying to stab me, but all right, fine. Well, in that case, I guess I will stand there with my little pitiful large knife and wait to get killed.
Well, if you're lucky, the rain of arrows will come and save you any time now.
Hey, Beritus, what are you doing?
Is it locked, the wagon? What's preventing you from opening it?
It has a metal bar covering the door.
Can I just remove it?
You can just remove it, yes.
Then I will do that.
And Flamel will come. I will
open the doors.
With Celia.
Yeah, as soon as you do that, the wagon is still moving. Well, make a dex times 5 because of the situation.
Deditus, is that?
Yeah,
I'm not going to give you for free.
What is my dex times 5? Mental arithmetic. Yes, success, just.
Okay. So you know, the wagon's still moving, you hear Valus probably fighting two visuals on the other side. You move the bar, and Flamma comes down from the from the inside the wagon with Celia on his arms.
And I will carry. I will pass Celia to Dedetus.
I will hand you the sword.
You have to get her out of here. I will gratefully accept the sword, and I am going to charge that bastard on the horse.
Okay. Yeah, but this time the other four, well, actually the other three mercenaries are coming into the battle. Nero, what are you doing?
Well, if we have, he said to help get Celia out of there, so I'm going to assist in getting Celia out of there like we planned.
Yeah. Is she unconscious?
Yeah. I'm going to cover Dedetus.
She's not,
Randall?
You can tell she's badly hurt and can barely move.
Okay.
She's working with you, but hanging on you heavily by your side.
Right. Okay, let's beat a retreat. This would be the time of the plan in which the mercenaries would cover our retreat with the remaining fire pots, and we would try and get out of there. So,
something happens as soon as you start doing that, and you can see the woman and the man running away on the horse.
Markent, you coward! Come back! I would have words with you.
And by words, you mean sword.
Flamma, later.
You can see that, you know, their eyes are wide when they see you walking out of the wagon, but they continue running, going back to the direction where they came from.
To get
so you're
to the boat
with the four vigils, and the other three mercenaries are coming your way. So let's see. We go with Valus. Valus.
All right.
You can. I'm going to give you an attack if that's your plan.
Oh. No, everyone's running, right? So I'm running.
Okay. So the vigils, as soon as they see all this happening, they start running after you. So make a dex times five roll.
Of course I fail. Why do I even bother trying?
Are the did the mercenaries get a chance to shoot these guys full of arrows?
No, with arrows they only had swords.
Okay.
I'll move to assist Valus and cover him if needs be and if I can.
They are moving into melee against the other two vigils are still there.
Good enough.
Okay. There are three of them, so the vigils are quite occupied right now, except with the two that are chasing Valus. One of them is going to swing his sword towards Valus. Nero, you're watching all this, by the way. And Flamma is distracting, yelling at
okay, fair enough.
The fleeing Morrigan and Tallulah. And he successfully hits Valus. Nero, you can see that when you are trying to help Daddy to take Celia out of here, you can see that Valus is kind of pushed forward, but one of the vigils, and you can see that there's blood on the vigil sword. And that's going to be... Hold on... 4 points, Valus.
Okay. All right. So, mm-hmm.
Well, I give you a chance to dodge.
Before. Oh. All right. So Dex, it's my base dodge. Nope.
All right.
So 4 points.
How many do you have?
I have six.
Okay, you need to make the corn roll.
No, he had 10. He now has six.
Yeah, it's not half.
Okay. So you keep running?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dedetus, you're pulling Celia out of there?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Flamma to, or Nero's gonna help me carry Celia. I'm gonna give the signal to the mercenaries to use the remaining fire pots and cover our retreat. And I'm gonna shout to Flamma and Ballas to get out of there quickly. Follow us.
Okay, you, when you start yelling that, you can clearly see that Ballas is in a bad shape, kind of trying to survive. He's being chased by two vigils.
I will go take care of them.
Okay. Nero, what are you doing? Plano, what's your dexterity again?
My dexterity is 12.
12. Do you want to roll tactics?
I would like to, yes.
Go ahead.
01.
All right.
Tactical genius.
Okay.
That's a
so
pass.
Nero is...
I also passed my tactics roll, if that matters.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm going to... So there are two guys chasing Valus at the moment?
Yes, and three vigils attacking the other remaining two vigils. And that is going bad for the vigils. You can see one of the mercenaries is down on the floor. This point, but you can see that the vigils are hurt, both of them, and there are two mercenaries are still fighting against them. So
I'm gonna help Flama with the two guys he's right. charging.
Okay, Flama, you go next.
Okay, am I close enough? I can attack them.
You are close enough to let Valus pass and come right in front of the first vigil.
Okay,
while chasing him. Mm-hmm.
I will attack them with the magic sword that Dedetus has very kindly lent me again.
Okay.
And that will be an impale.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, the vigil doesn't get a chance to dodge because it was kind of... You came out of... you were covering yourself with the carriage when you came out. You jumped pretty much into him and caught him, so make some damage.
I wasn't paying attention earlier. What's the damage for
this? If you're doubling it, it would be 2d6 plus 2 plus your damage bonus.
2d6 plus 2, that would be 3 plus 6 is 9, plus 10 plus 11. That's 11 plus the damage bonus. That's going to be 15.
Oh, nice.
You can see that you impale this guy in the chest, and you can see him that he doesn't even get a chance to scream. He dies there in front of you. Your weapon still, you know, it came you crossing with your sword, and pretty much you can see the point on the other side full of blood and guts.
Nice.
Your vigil, when he sees this, he starts running.
Good choice.
Let's get out of here.
Yep. We flee to the boat.
As we're running, I'll say, Flamma, you survived!
So it would seem, Dedetus. My service to you is not yet complete.
Oh, it's good to see you. Let's go.
I'm cursing in both, you know, Latin and Greek.
Right.
When we
leg it to the boat without stopping, and as soon as we arrive, we'll give the command to cast off.
On the way there, you bypass Carlos, who is the one that was covering your retreat. Do you stay, or do you want me to go with you?
They got to get their second half of their payment. Tell them if they want to, if they want a job, follow us. We'll be taking a bit of a trip.
Okay, you start running. Pretty much, you're on foot, all of you. The people around the road, well, I'm assuming that the place that you picked, it was kind of part of the roads that are, you know, without the houses around, so you can tell that the fire is starting to catch some attention from the distance, and you keep running. There's only the light of the moon in front of you guiding you. As I said, you're pretty close to the port. So you can see the boat in the distance, and you keep running, and you reach the boat when you see Key there, and who comes out and starts helping you to carry Celia into the boat. Corpus is also getting everyone ready to move. The captain is there, kind of expecting you, And you get on the boat, everyone, mm-hmm. and the boat starts sailing.
Okay.
There are some 10 people on the boat, plus the captain. And at this point, it is pitch dark already. As I said, only the moon starts light your way out of here.
I'm going to try and first aid Celia.
Go ahead.
Yep. D3,
yeah.
That would be 2. Can I also do a medicine roll, or how badly hurt does she look?
Really bad. You can see that with the treatment that you just quickly gave her, it's not enough. She kind of comes back to life for a second, then passes out again.
They tortured her fairly really extensively, Dedetus.
Right. I'm going to cast the heal spell.
I was unable to stop.
Actually, I'm going to cast the healing spell.
Okay. We agree that it's 2d6.
Yeah, I roll that. 8.
Flama, you're around. As you see Deritus putting its hand on top of Celia, you can see that same blue light that you saw before.
Yep.
covering her body, and
I will briefly wonder if I shouldn't tell Deritus not to do that, since it might not work, since she's not human. But probably too late to say
what?
That.
What?
Randall, by the way, this costs 12 magic points.
And I will catch Deditus when he falls unconscious.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to fall to 0.
Yeah, you can see Deditus, after doing this, he falls unconscious. Flamma grabs you.
That's slapstick.
But Flamma, in front of your eyes, you can see that the ugly cut Cecilia got starts kind of forming, closing, leaving only scars. And you can see that her breathing kind of gets back to normal, and she opens up her eyes. And as soon as she does that, I'm assuming everyone is around there watching, or what are the other ones doing?
I guess we're there watching.
We'll have maybe taken her into like a cabin or something, you know.
Yeah.
Inside, where there's a torch at least, so there's some torchlight, something like that.
Okay, so you were giving a small room under the, you know, inside the boat, where you pretty much have hammocks where you're going to be able to sleep, so you can. That's where Celia is. She sits and starts looking around. She's not sure where she is right now. She looks at Deritus, and at that same moment, you hear all of you make a listen roll.
Oh God!
I won't.
I fail.
Yeah, I fail.
No.
Okay, so everyone failed.
Hey, we are blissfully unaware that the ship is being attacked.
Looks like everyone's failed, yeah.
And I'm unconscious.
All of you are all there, patting your backs, congratulating each other for such a great plan.
I will look at Nero, and is there a chance that we are being followed?
Being followed. I think we covered our
okay,
pretty well.
So I can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, it really garbled.
Can we rewind 3 minutes and just start that again? And when we failed the listen rules.
Yeah, that was a bit of a mess. Yes, I'm going to ask Nero if there's a chance that we are being followed, and perhaps someone should be on the lookout for other ships chasing after us.
I think that's highly unlikely. Where would they get another ship on such short notice?
Be that as it may, the two on horseback, Morkent and Taluka, they are not human, and I fear for whatever strange powers they may have.
Not human? What matter of creature are they?
I will look. I look pointedly at Celia. They are the same kind of creature as Celia here is, whatever that may be.
Remember that you asked her?
Yeah, I just don't remember what she said.
She said that you remember what she said, right?
I just remember that they're not human, but they're from Britannia.
Yeah, and she also said that she was just a slave, and that they were Ahor's children.
Right. I just assumed everyone from Britannia was not human, but regardless, perhaps someone should be on the lookout. Someone trustworthy.
Still true to this very day.
Sleep. And if there's anything, you know, any alcohol on the ship, I will drink it all.
Yeah, as you're discussing this, and there's a small opening on the top of the cabin where you're sleeping, and at this point you can hear yells very clearly from the deck.
Told you.
Help! Ah! Ah! It's kind of like the scream moves away in the night, and you start hearing people running from one side of the other of the boat.
I will take the magic sword and see what's going on.
As soon as you poke out your head, you can see a body falls on the deck in front of you, and that's clearly one of the mercenaries that you hired. His face frozen on a scream of horror and terror. Make a sanity roll, because he didn't get in the boat with you.
No, I fail.
Okay. That's 1 point.
Okay.
You wanted me, you hear from above.
I presume that's more Kent's voice?
Yes.
I will look up.
And when you look up, you see what seems to be some sort of giant bird, but its body is not the body of a bird you know of. It's a horrible creature, and on top of it, you see Morkan laughing. Make a sanity roll.
This one I passed.
Okay. Let's check how much was it for. Yes. Am I breaking?
A little bit.
Yeah, not too bad.
Okay. Because I can drop the call and you can call me again if you want.
It's not that bad at the moment.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. And he launches towards you, Flemma.
Oh, hey, was there any sanity loss?
Yes, but I can't find it, so.
Oh.
It's not that bad because you passed.
Okay.
So, hold on. Sorry. Yeah, just 1 point.
Oh, not worried about that then. Morkent, you bastard! I will.
Yeah,
my 4 hit points, my no shield, my no armor, and my magic sword.
That's
come
perfect.
Fight me!
Okay, you can see the creature launching towards you from the sky, and you look up. Since you're looking at him, you can see that there are at least 2 more.
Okay.
Carrying the people on the boat, they fetch them, fly up high, and then just drop them in the middle of the sea.
Sure. Nero, some assistance.
Okay. He calls for me. I charge him.
Fighting men are required.
You can see that Key is also there with you. So the creature is coming towards you. And what do you do?
I will stab the creature when it dives towards me.
Okay. He will dive and he will try to attack you, though. Make a dodge roll.
Not a problem.
Okay. You dodge from the diving creature. It tries to grab you, Flama. You can clearly see that's what it is doing. And You can see that Morkan gets off the creature, lands on the boat.
Oh dear!
You wanted me? Here I am, and attacks you.
It is about time, you coward!
Right? You just made let's see what your dexterity is. 12, you said, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he goes first. So let's see. It's got a long sword. When you are fighting against a long sword, you first need to pass a dodge roll.
Yep.
To get into range of attack.
Yep.
And then you are able to attack. So
is the magic sword, is it a long sword or a short sword? I'm not.
Is it... It's medium size.
Okay.
Sword. It's not a long sword.
Okay. Oh. I pass my tactics again.
Okay. Okay, you can dodge.
I do. Ooh, I just missed my dodge. I guess
okay.
I won't be attacking him anytime soon. At least not this round.
Okay. So that's 7 points plus. Let's see. Plus one.
If I have a choice between dodging and parrying, I'd rather parry. I'm better at that.
You can parry. I'm gonna give you that.
Yes, that I do, Pat.
Okay, so it's 12 points damage. Hold on. Did I give you the hit points of the sword?
No. I presume it's more than 12, though, so.
Yeah, let's hope so. Hit points, 15. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You're good. Yeah, you can see that, but the attack is too strong. Puts you backwards. Nero, you're coming out?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Probably making a few sanity rolls.
Yeah. As soon as you come out of the cabin under the deck, you can see that the people is running from one side of the other, terrified. Some of them are screaming. Some of them are just not, you know, in corners, crying like little babies. And you can see up in the sky around three creatures that clearly are not of this world. Make a Cthulhu mythos, because you had one, right? You had.
I do. I do, in fact, have one. Let's see. I roll. That might actually pass. Let me check my Cthulhu mythos. I rolled a 9. I have a 9.
Okay.
I actually know what they are. This may not be a good thing.
Yeah, you do recognize them for what they are. They are creatures that are described by others as by a keys. Make a sand roll.
Yeah, all right. I pass.
I will make you roll the idea roll. Did you recognize the creatures?
Okay. I pass that as well.
No, it's not. Let me take that back. I don't want to be, you know, that harsh with you.
No. So... Make Nero go insane so it's just Flamma against...
Oh, no,
however many creatures. Yeah, let's just do the TPK now and be done with it.
Hey, Valus, we have a lightning gun. Just saying. You might have to save the day here.
Yeah,
I can barely move.
Lose 3 points.
Well, wait a second. We have... Isn't Corpus around?
Yes, Corpus
is
also
around.
So we can send Corpus and Key to start setting that dumb thing up. Since Corpus is the one who knows how to shoot it anyway.
Yeah, an hour from now when it's finished being set up.
Just purely out of self-interest, what did you do with Dedetus?
He's still in the cabin.
Okay.
Safely out of harm's way. All
right, so what's happening to Nero?
So Nero, 3 points. I'm going to give you 3 points.
3 points?
Yeah.
A paltry sum.
And what are you doing?
So there's a guy, right?
And you just saw him attacking Flamma, and Flamma flies back with the attack, you know.
Well, I'm going to roll my tactics.
That kind of blow it was.
See, if I can tactically assess the situation, no, I can't. Boo. I have 80 tactics. Whatever. I'd charge him.
Okay.
My sword.
You need to make a dodge in order to get into range first.
I have a long, sword.
You get a long sword? Okay.
I do have a long sword, so... I hit, potentially, okay. If he doesn't dodge.
Let me check.
Or parry.
Or parry, or whatever.
He doesn't.
Alright, this is where it gets cool. So I'm gonna stab him. That's 10 points of damage.
12?
10 total.
Oh, 10? Okay. Yep. Yeah, you can see that you cut through the clothes that he's wearing, and you can clearly see that he's wearing chainmail.
It's a good thing I'm using a stabbing weapon.
Okay, so let me check.
I believe it's 4 versus weapons that can impale.
Okay, so he's attacking you back.
Okay. I'll parry my shield.
Okay.
Maybe. Where's my shield skill? I rolled 80. I have 75%.
Oh, that's bad.
Not good. That's not good.
So it's 8 points. First,
I have 6 points of armor.
Hold on. 2 points. The other one, so that's 10.
Total minus 6 is...
Hold on, I haven't finished.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You sure? You can finish any time.
So, actually... Yeah, it's 12 points total.
All right. Well... But I have 13 total hit points. So that doesn't knock me unconscious, barely.
Okay. How many do you have?
13 total.
How much did you take?
6.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just
good.
Barely.
You're good.
Yeah. I'm good, yeah.
Flama, you can attack? You can make your dodge roll in order to attack.
Mechanics question. Since Morkent was just attacking Nero... Do I still need to make the dodge roll? I honestly don't know. I'm curious.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think it goes into that. No,
let's avoid the dodge roll. You can attack.
Okay.
He's giving you, his side right now, so you get a flank.
Wow, I impale.
Good. Okay.
Damage?
What was that? 2d6 plus 2 for the... Well, with the impale was 2d6 plus 2 plus the damage bonus. That's
right.
5. 5 plus 6 is 11. 11 plus 2 is 13. Damage bonus, 16.
Yes.
I like this magic sword.
Yeah, you can see that the attack was pretty brutal. He yelled something on a language that you don't know, and you can see that the creature is launching at you again.
Oh, the bird thing?
Yeah, the bird thing. He's going back. He's retiring from the fight, covering his side, which is bleeding badly. One of the other creatures lands on deck and starts attacking you, Nero. So let's go first with the one that is attacking Flama. 01.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Dodge! Dodge!
Can I parry a bird creature?
Yes, but it might break or whatever you parry.
Or dodge.
You can dodge.
Or dodge. Please, please, please dodge. Please dodge. Oh, I dodge.
Okay.
Yikes. Okay,
what are you doing?
Well, if the bird creature is attacking me and Morkent is running away... despite my overwhelming desire to kill him, I have to deal with this bird thing first, so I'm going to stab the bird thing back with the magic sword.
Okay.
Okay. Only 59 more minutes until the lightning gun's ready.
We just have to hold them off for a little while longer. I pass. That will be 3, 4, inch bonus. 5 points.
Okay, let me see if it is going to be able to... dodge your attack. It doesn't. So five points, you
yes,
said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can see that the... Yeah, you do make an ugly cut on the creature.
I did or did not?
You did.
Really?
It's kind of strange because when you attack it, you can for a minute feel like you're cutting butter. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
That weird feeling, and you can see that there's a cut on the side of the creature.
Magic sword.
Now we go with Nero. Nero is going to attack you. Since he was diving, fails. What are you doing?
I'm going to try and duck around it and chase down Morkent.
You're going to try and you're going to chase down the other guy?
Yeah. Yeah, he's okay. In charge here. Maybe these things will, like, okay, go away if he
make
dies.
A dodge roll to be able to avoid the creature this round.
Yeah, all right.
Move away from it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can go after him. Valus, are you poking your head outside?
Well, I guess I want to know what's going on. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can see these two guys fighting two creatures you have never heard of before in your whole life. Make a sanity roll.
Oh, lovely. It's just the perfect time to go insane. Let's see.
Valus, no, stay inside. Look after Detetus and Celia.
I fail.
We got this.
I'm just going to record a little wave file, which is I fail, and I'm going to play it every time someone asks me to make a roll.
Okay, make it's a D6.
A D6?
Mm-hmm.
5.
Make an idea roll.
And I succeed.
Obviously.
It's the best of all possible worlds.
So here's what is happening, Valus. When you come out, you see this creature, and you know that this is the creatures that, you know, creatures like these are the ones that you're fighting against. And they could take over the world if they wanted to, because they are so horrendous, powerful, natural. And make a D10.
D10. 8.
Check the table very quickly here.
I'm sure it's the worst possible.
Come on, homicidal mania.
Okay. It's an 8. Okay, you got something called echopraxia.
Okay.
So, Flana, when you say that, you can see Valus standing there saying, go back inside, Valus. Look after look after Celia and Leritus looking at you. Okay.
That'll help.
So go back to actually the creatures go first. So Flamma, the creature is gonna try to attack you again.
Of course it is.
But fails.
Yay.
And let's see the other creature that is attacking Nero. Fails again with the 97. Nero, you go next.
I stab Morkent.
Okay.
I roll a D100, and I successfully stab Morkent.
Yeah, he's gonna try to parry. Nope, he fails.
All right. Let's see here. Ooh, an 8. Maximum damage. That will be 12 points of damage.
12?
12 points of damage.
Yeah, you can see him. You can see him that when you're attacking, he's got a fear on his face. Goes back. You cross him with your sword. He falls to the ground, and he starts yelling. And from above, you see a third creature flying towards you. But he's clearly dying there. He starts trembling, Nero. You have seen this before. Flamma? Your turn.
I will stab the creature again.
Okay.
And I pass.
Okay.
And that will be 6.
Okay. 6 other points. So, again, you got that weird feeling. And you can see the creature moves in pain away from you. Starts flying around, falls into the deck again of the boat. Keeps trying to fly, falls again. I'll give you another chance to attack it.
I am pale.
As it moves away from you, okay? Damage?
8, 10, 13.
You got the head of the creature, falls on the deck, and the creature is dead.
Morkent, you're next.
Well, technically he was last, actually. Come over and finish him off, I guess.
Oh, is he already down, or?
Yeah, he's down.
No. Oh, yeah, okay. He's down.
He's not dead yet.
When you yell Morkan, you can see the creature attacks Nero, who was attacking Morkan.
Yep.
Bites him on the neck.
Oops.
2 points of damage.
Does that go through my armor?
No.
Then no points of damage.
I mean, you can only use the chainmail to avoid the damage. It's not a medieval chainmail.
Oh, I have scale armor. I have scale armor on.
And the second, Nero?
Okay, wait. I'm sorry. What's I'm okay. So I've just
when you're attacking American, you gave your back to the creature,
uh-huh.
And then you feel a bite on your neck.
Okay.
For 2 points.
And does my armor protect me from that 2 points?
Okay.
Okay. Good then. I'm fine.
Although you can feel a drain your strength, which the armor doesn't protect you against.
Ugh. Stupid magical.
What's your strength?
Things. 13.
Not 13. Anymore.
Okay, you go down to 7. And your knees fail you that moment.
I don't think I can carry my sword anymore. I think it has a minimum strength requirement.
And at that moment, Nero, since you're in front of Morkan, Flamma, you can see Morkan there trembling on the ground.
Yeah.
And then he stops moving. His eyes pop out.
Oh, no.
His skull breaks.
Hey-o. And worms come all over.
Not worms. You see, could be like a creature of the size of a squirrel coming out of his skull.
Oh, no.
It's white, lime all over it, some blob.
And it jumps into Nero's open mouth.
No. What happens next is that the other creature that was diving, and you can clearly see that he has the woman on top of it,
of course,
grabs the creature and flies away.
Okay. So is the bird creature that just bit Nero, is it still here, or is it still flying away too?
It is still there.
Okay.
Actually, it is going to try to bite him again.
But that's the only bad guy that's left now.
Really. That's the only one, yes. Okay.
In that case, I will go kill it too.
Okay.
Quickly. I don't have much more strength.
Okay. You attack?
I do. I pass. 5, 6. 10.
Well, 10 with the magic weapon, right?
Yes.
Let me see if the creature is able to. Well no. It was
I can't. It's busy chewing on me.
Yeah. So, 10 points, yeah. You can clearly see that it starts jumping away from you as soon as you attack it and tries to fly away as well.
I will try to kill it before it can.
Okay, you get one more try before it flies away.
Thank you, Tactics, for allowing me to pass that roll. Otherwise, I would not have. So that'll be 4, 5, 7.
7 points?
Yep.
Yeah, you can see that you caught the creature as well. Got one wings, tries to flap away, then it dies on the deck as well.
I'm going to kick the bodies of both of those bird things into the sea.
Yeah, before you do that, make actually a constitution roll.
I will pass a con by 5, I pass.
Okay.
I pass con by 4, too. Actually, I pass con by 3.
Oh, okay. Do I need to make that as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I make that almost by 1.
Yeah, when you kill the first creature, you move away after the second one, Flamma.
Yeah.
You didn't get a chance to catch the stench that is coming from these dead creatures.
Yeah, that's why I want to kick them overboard. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
I will throw up from the stench, and then I will kick them overboard.
You managed to do that when you hear Corpus saying, "We're ready!"
And then giant lightning bolts just obliterates the bodies.
Awesome.
Excellent work, Corpus. Gibbering. Good timing.
It's the lightning gun's mounted to the back of Key. Corpus is riding on top of that.
So, Randall, 5 points to Cthulhu Mythos. For going mad the first time?
So, Randall, 5 points to Cthulhu Mythos for going mad.
Oddly enough, I already have 2 points. I don't know. Maybe from a book. I don't recall. I don't know how I got that.
It's probably from
I believe it was from a book
up.
Because you were reading or learning spell, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, no, I remember now. You were when Celia told you about Ahort.
Yeah,
so you came to Mythos.
You still get the 5% for going mad, though.
Well, I'm up to 7. I know everything.
Hey, you don't know as much as me. I have 9. Oh, wait, you can't take Cthulhu Mythos. That's right. Boo.
How long until I regain a magic point?
Oh, that's a good question.
They come back every 24 hours. I don't think there are any rules.
Is it 24 hours?
I thought it was faster than that. I thought it was like an hour. Like one
yeah,
an hour
I
or something.
One, yeah. I think
okay.
It's 1 hour.
I could be thinking of RuneQuest. I don't know.
Pretty sure it's 1 hour.
All right. So the state of the boat at this point is chaotic. You can see that there are some members of the boat that are just not coming back. Some of them jump off into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
From the 10 men that were in the boat before, only the captain, who seems to have some sort of issue. And let me check how many more. And 4 more men are on the boat. The rest are either not there or dead.
As long as it's enough to get us where we're going.
And I need Valus to make a roll.
Okay, for what? What roll?
Yeah, for the amount of 1d10. Make another 1d10.
6.
Okay, so you're off 10 rounds, and like 4 had happened, so you're going to still be around them, repeating everything they say for a few more minutes.
I'm using... concerning magic points, according to the 6th edition rules, and of course this may be different in Invictus, I don't know, you get them back every 24 hours and it's prorated, so whatever your magic points are divided by 24, that's how long it takes you to get them back.
Okay,
so it's going to take me 2 hours to get one, right.
Okay, so in about 2 hours you get back to life, in a way.
Okay.
And Corpus says, are they gone?
They are gone for now.
Yeah, right now what you see Flamma is a body of Morton with an empty skull.
Yeah, I'm going to toss that into the sea too.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go take a nap.
Yeah, when you go...
It's been a long day.
When you go below there, you can see that Celia is on the corner, coolly afraid. She's just... she's not moving, not saying anything, just one of the corners of the cabin, trembling with fear.
It's okay, Celia, they're gone.
And with her, there's a small kid.
Oh yeah, I forgot the kid. Sheep, or whatever his name was.
Ram. Actually, the boy's name is Cryos. You know, the name's Ram, but it's Cryos.
Right.
I will look at the still unconscious Detritus Maximus. Will he be all right, Celia?
He should be fine tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
Are they gone?
They are gone.
Are they all dead?
Well, we managed... When I say we, of course I mean I. We managed to kill 2 of the creatures, but the Morkant, I am not certain. He is dead, but there was something that came out of him that was carried away by the other one.
Did you kill it, Flamma?
No, we were not able to.
It will come back for us at some point. You need to kill it, Flamma.
As soon as I am able to, which is hopefully not going to be today. I am tired.
Speaking of being tired, I'm probably still up on deck, unable to move in my armor.
When Detritus Maximus recovers, I believe that you and he should talk about all this so that he can decide what to do. I will go assist Nero with his armor, and then I am going to sleep.
So, Randall.
Actually, everything feels heavy, you know. This chain that you got feels really heavy. You have been using it your whole active life as a Roman adult, part of the legions. And,
I had heavier armor even. I had when I was in the military, I had the Lorica Segmentata.
Yeah, man. Feels even heavier than that. And the sword feels heavy in your hand. You have no longer the damage bonus you used to have.
I think I might even be into a negative damage bonus. I was only barely at a D4.
Yeah, I'm going to check that. So you get strength of
7 at the moment.
7.
And size 12.
Okay. I will do the math and let you know.
Now, if it's 19, it's no damage bonus.
Okay, that's fine. Now, is that strength going to come back, Randall? Or, I guess I'll find out.
Well, for now, you can see it, you know, in distance, like a small dot moving away back to the port.
I'm not sure that's the question he asked.
No, I said, yeah, will my strength come back, but I guess I'll just find out.
Oh, your strength. The strength. I thought you said the creature. I'm sorry. That's a good question. I will let you know during the week.
Okay.
I don't know at this point.
It's okay. I have really high in education. I can just be a smart guy and be like, go do that. It's tactically sound.
You still have all your abilities. It's just that you do no longer have the damage bonus.
Yeah, and I don't think I can wield my sword.
Not to worry, Nero. I can teach you how to use the gladius.
Not sure I can wield a gladius. I think there's a minimum damage, like strength bonus on a lot of the weapons. I don't remember what the numbers are, though.
You should pray to Hercules.
Not to worry, Nero. I can teach you how to punch.
I can punch, all right. I'm pretty good at punching. Not as good as I was at swording, but yeah. You know.
You go back to normal without knowing what happened around you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We were just ignoring him the whole time as he's standing around repeating everything we say.
Pretty much.
But you do remember the creature.
That's not good.
We'll haunt your nights for a few more days.
Yeah, I can just add it to the list of things which are haunting my nights. That's all right.
So after a while, the captain goes back to his senses, and he tells you, well, I can tell you that... you'll have to pay for all my men to die, because it was all your fault.
Fortunately, Valisocius has a big pile of money with him.
So I do have a lot of money.
Don't. Oh, well.
And I'm really tempted to go around and leave you there. I don't know if I want to take you all the way to Crete.
Give him more money?
Well, I'm happy to give him money.
Throw money at it until he agrees.
How much should we pay to charter the ship in the birthplace?
I need to assess the damage first, and now I'll tell you tomorrow. For now, let's just get away from these things.
You know, we also saved your ship from any further damage, Sam.
He looks around. Well, but if it wasn't for you, the ship had never been attacked in the first place.
You don't know that.
That's true. You don't know that.
Captain,
perhaps you could at least wait until Detritus Maximus awakes.
Anyway.
And he will discuss it with you and make your decision then.
Yes, because he can actually bluff.
You pass the persuade roll?
I can try a persuade roll. I have base. I can't.
Both of you can try Pharma and Nero.
Yeah, I fail.
Yeah, we don't actually have Persuade. That's something I probably should have put points in. I have Civics.
Okay.
I tell him he's legally obligated to not.
Okay. You can see that he's not very convinced. Okay, we'll wait for your boss to be ready to discuss the terms.
You need
to help me to clean up this mess.
Of course. I will weakly lift up. I'll try and pick up something I could normally lift with ease and not be able to do it. And then
I've already cleaned up the bodies. What else do you want? Or at least the bodies of the bad guys.
Valius, you can tell that Nero could use your help.
Well, he's not going to get it yet because I don't have enough magic. I mean, I guess I can do first aid, but that's it. That I don't have enough magic points to cast my spell again. All right.
Twice?
Yeah, succeed on first aid.
Okay. 1, 2, 3?
2, and I can roll medicine as well if you like.
Sure. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you can actually prepare some potion to make him feel better.
Oh, okay. Well, if I have the materials.
Oh, yeah. That's
make a potion roll.
Yes.
Ancient Roman potions are much more effective than modern 1920s.
This will end all of your pain, my friend.
Because hemlock.
Okay, after a while...
Maybe for a long time.
Valus comes back from the small kitchen on the boat. He has bought some water. He's got some coats for everyone. The ones who drink, you feel more relaxed. And Nero, you, the one that he gave you, make a 1d4.
1d4.
No,
Valus.
Okay. 3.
So that's 3 more points.
Of strength.
Those are the plants you removed when around the. Oh, it wasn't you, Valus. It was Solus.
Yeah.
Forget those 3 points. It was Solus.
Yeah, Solus had the super healing herbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have super healing herbs. I don't have any. You know. Extraordinary ingredients or anything like that.
Yeah, you can look for them once on land, though. But yeah. at this point, no.
All right, that's fine. I think have to go here, guys. That's
probably the thing to consider.
I'm gonna head out.
Yeah, it's a good point to stop the session today. So, go back next week. You're mm-hmm. still on the boat. So let me know if you
I
have
I think that
any,
was a success.
Any, yeah, everything went well, actually.
No one died.
No one died. We saved Celia and Flama. I mean, we are all a little banged up.
I'll have you know that blood that I lost was my very favorite blood. Very angry.
Otherwise, we're okay.
Well, you managed to get Celia back to a functional state, at least physically. She seemed pretty damaged, honestly.
Yeah.
From a psychological point of view. But, she's full of scars, no more blood or infections, which is good.
Yay, us.
Yeah, and Flama, you should be able to, you know... what we're going to do is that for the next couple of days, we can arrange Valus treats everyone who is still sick with the medicine roll.
Yay, Valus.
Yay, me.
make a couple of medicine rolls, Valus.
Okay. If I'm wrong, I succeed on one and fail on one.
Okay. So we'll discuss the heal in the next session.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See you, guys.
All right.
Until next time.
All right,
see you then.
Thank you. Talk to you next week. Bye.